Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another show of At Home with Victoria, with your host, Victoria Gaither, and co-host, Michael Kay.
Well, good evening, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for taking the time to join Michael Kay and myself tonight on At Home with Victoria. Well, we've got a topic that I would probably gather to say, Michael Kay, that most women in America love to talk about this topic. Wouldn't you say so?
I do say so. Beauty and beauty on the dime and beauty on the expensive have been troubling women, and I think a lot of men too, for a
yeah.
long time. I'm one of those people that I was talking to Kelly the other day about the show and stuff. I don't even use anything on my face besides Eucerin. I don't wash it with soap. I just use hot water and cold water, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So this will be very interesting to hear what Sandy Athey and Carol Stover have to go ahead and say. I'm kind of thrilled. But, Beck, before we go to them, I wanted to say, did you happen to see that Chinese couple that the husband took his wife to court for $120,000 for giving him ugly children? Did you see that at all?
I did not see that, and I didn't actually see that and know anything about it because I've sort of been out and about all day until you mentioned it to me, and I am floored by that story, and I can't get enough of it. Anyone who knows me knows that I don't have the nickname News Lady for no reason. I'm obsessed with news, and it is really interesting because he won. So apparently his wife did not tell him that she had plastic surgery. Now, you guys have to go online and look at the before and the after pictures, and I have to say there is a huge difference between those before and after.
Yeah.
So I actually felt kind of bad for the guy because really, you know, he thought he was getting one thing and kind of got another. So I could clearly see in that case why the court ruled in his favor. So I think with that, that's kind of like, you know, in sort of a weird way, a kickoff to tonight's show because we're talking about beauty, we're talking about skincare. So we've got two fabulous women that have been on At Home with Victoria before. Sandy's been on before to talk all about Michael, what does Sandy normally talk about when she's on here? Pretty much everything, right?
Well, Sandy is a psychic, so she does readings and everything like that, and she's just a fantastic all around. Plus, she's an old girl. I'm sorry, I don't mean that way, but she's no stranger to radio. Is what I meant to say. Don't even bother, Sandy. You know I love you.
Sandy, we're getting off to a little rough start.
I haven't even had any wine yet, so.
Yes, that's me giggling in the background. Yes, I am an old girl. Oh, yes, I've been around. Hi, Victoria. Hi, Michael. Thank you so much for having me back. It's always a pleasure to be on your show.
Welcome back, Sandy.
And
thank
also,
you.
I think, Michael, I'm going to do the introduction to Carol. We don't want any more slip-ups tonight. So Carol Stover is actually a longtime friend of mine. I work with her husband, who actually trained me in my early television career in Baltimore, Maryland at WMAR, George Stover, who has a company called Adventure Productions. And Carol is a professional makeup artist. So a lot of these people that you see on television and print ads on the East Coast, she's one of the best makeup artists. So she is also here, and she's been on the show before, so she is going to join us. And what you guys don't know, Sandy and Carol are kind of best friends, and they do a lot of events and things together, so that's why we decided to have them both on at the same time. So, Carol, hello. Was that a good introduction
for
you?
Thank you. Yes. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to hire you to write my press releases. That's terrific. Thank you. It's such a pleasure to be on the show again with you. And, Michael, terrific to be on with you as well. My first time working with you.
Absolutely. A pleasure. I've heard wonderful things about you, Carol. And
I'm going to
sit on my lips for most of the show now just to make sure I don't
screw
up.
Oh, don't behave for me. Hey, I heard that Eucerin comment. We can talk to you. We can help you.
We can help you.
I felt the cringe there, Carol. I felt the cringe.
I'm taking notes, yes. Well, I'm actually still working on that suing for ugly children thing. I'm going to have to look that up. That's amazing.
You guys have to look that up. And Michael and I, for those of you that are listening, if you haven't seen it, we'll put a link inside the chat room so as we're having this discussion, it may be kind of noteworthy just to take a look at that. But first I want to start off with you, Sandy, and then, Carol, you jump in after that. You ladies have decided to kind of get together and start a website, but also a website about beauty, but more so focusing on sort of natural beauty. So, Sandy, you go first.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, I am a holistic kind of girl, and I look at beauty from the spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical place. Because, you know, when we are in our zone and we're feeling good and we're feeling healthy and all of those areas, the real beauty shines through us. And there are so many different ways to connect and to have that natural feeling that just exudes not only our beauty, but the beauty from the universe coming through us. And that's really my approach. And I'm starting a new blog called Glamorously Green, because I've learned over the years that getting products and services that are really in alignment with the universe to bring out that natural beauty within us and our spirit and our mind and our emotions and our body, it really enhances it. And I'm very excited that through the marketplace there are so many companies that are embracing this. You see organic in grocery stores. You see organic in beauty products, in everything. And it's very exciting, and I'm really looking forward to sharing it through my blog.
Carol?
Yes, I'm loving this. I'm jotting some notes down here. I have a belief and a philosophy about beauty, and I think this is why this poor, I hate to call her ugly, this poor woman who got sued for being ugly. I think beauty is our birthright. I'm a makeup artist. I've done this for over 30 years, and makeup people believe that everyone is beautiful, but most people have not discovered what their best looks and styles are to show off their best features. So, you know, reading books, talking with people like me, experimenting, discovering things, getting a fashion consultant, all these things can help you on the outside, but I think a lot has to do with the inside too. Confidence is a very beauty-enhancing thing. And health has a huge, huge part to play in how you look on the outside.
A huge part to play, right.
So I love the organic movement. Sandy and I have been organic people for 20 years. We were before it was fashionable, actually. It wasn't in back then, and it was hard to find. But now it's everywhere, and it's not so expensive. And I think it's a good thing to be a snob about your beauty products and your hair products and what you put in your mouth.
Healthy living is the best road to beauty. But let's go into this Eucerin thing. Now you got my interest peaked. I've been using Eucerin for probably around 15, 16 years. Before that, it was Nivea and stuff. But that's all I do. I take a hot washcloth to my face. I scrub off the top of it. And then, of course, I shave the bottom, so that's all exfoliated. And then I go ahead and moisturize. So what have I been doing to my skin, ladies?
Well, you're not destroying it. But go ahead, Sandy, jump in. Give him your...
Oh, my goodness. Oh, no, well, you know, I was feeling Carol cringe, and I was laughing a little bit because...
You heard me cringe, right?
Well, yeah, and Carol can speak more to the ingredients, and that's really her expertise, but it makes me kind of go, because they use things that aren't naturally found in nature. They, you know, they're chemicals and they're preservatives and things like that. And yes, it can be. Well, you know, I'm always going to go to the positive here. So, you know, something for everyone if it works for you and all that kind of thing. But
sure. But
you know, it's also going into your skin. Your skin is your biggest organ. And
right.
It's going into your body, and it has to go through your liver. It has to go through all of your organs. And that, to me, is unhealthy on many different levels. And then also on a spiritual level, it's not in alignment with the earth in that natural, organic type of way. So you're immediately in a vibrational way taking yourself out of your natural connection to the earth and all of its abundance and bounty and beauty.
You know, here's
so Carol,
what I think
listen,
it comes down to. Oh, go ahead.
No, Carol, I was going to say, since you're also really an expert when it comes to that, so what would you say sort of, you know, your basic thing that everybody at night before you go to bed or in the morning that when you wake up, what, you know, sort of in terms of our face, what would you want us to do?
I do have a couple of great tips for that. I think it all comes down to how good do you want to look? You don't have to spend a fortune, and it doesn't have to take an hour. I work hard like everybody else. I stay up late. I don't have lots and lots of time. But there's a couple simple things you can do. I do love natural products. So if you can find something that is made with natural plant oils, natural plant essences and herbs, those are always going to be your best. And here's a great secret that someone taught me. This is fantastic. I just found this out about a month ago, and I've been doing it, and I'm seeing a huge difference. When you wash your face at night, actually cleanse your face twice. And, yes, it takes an extra minute, but it's just like giving yourself a facial. If you've had a facial, do you remember how they actually will cleanse your skin twice? And then they'll do all their other steps. So do that. Follow with your toner and your moisturizer. And then in the morning when you get up, use a very gentle scrub to exfoliate. And then after about a week, you are actually going to look younger. It's incredible. I've been doing this for a couple of months, and it's really, really helping.
Well, you
and
always look younger, Miss Carol.
Thank you. Hey, it's my job.
Yes.
It's my job to do that. You wouldn't believe me and listen to me unless I did.
And Michael, you know something I wanted to ask you, because for those of you who are first-time listeners of At Home with Victoria, Michael, prior to being the co-host and entertainment co-host here at the show, was actually in the beauty industry for many, many, many years and worked with Elizabeth Arden. And Michael, I know you ran some of these sort of spa-like shops. Back then, were high-end natural ingredients in or not so much then?
Well, back then, I was at the Elizabeth Arden Red Door, and I was general manager for two locations, one in Ballinkinwood and one in King of Prussia. And we were schooled the Arden way with all the Arden cosmetics. So that was right when they came out with those little pills with the sebum oil and stuff like that. I can't even remember the product name now. But yeah, it was a whole system that they sold, and they were just getting into the all-natural kick. That would have been about 15 years ago. Prior to that, I mean, it was still, you know, lipstick from whale fat and all that stuff. So I believe that right now a lot of the products that you're going to find out there are going to be almost as organic as they can be. I don't really know how cheap that makes things, because I know it's more more expensive to refine the oils and everything like that, but I still think that you're going to find a good product at a proper price point, more so now than you would have done 15 years ago. But that's just my two cents. But yeah, Arden was
true.
Very big in that.
Yeah, that's very true. That's
yeah,
very
Earth
true.
Mother makes the best stuff. She makes the best food. She makes the best plants, and it's nice to have the technology now where they're really understanding how to get the best out of the plants so that we have these beautiful natural products to work with.
That's a good
yeah,
point,
and
Sandy.
I know. Yeah, it is. It is, too, and I think another key point is that I think the marketplace, meaning consumers, are actually driving, you know, this natural products, because people are tired of artificial stuff when it comes to, you know, food. Even today there was a story on the news about the Food and Drug Administration is talking about banning all trans fats now from all food and all foods
really?
Together. Some companies have already been doing that for many, many years, but now they want to just ban it across the board. So I think a lot of it is, you know, consumers are kind of like, hey, you know, if I don't need all this bad stuff inside, you know, products that I'm using, I just don't want it. And I'm going to put a website on here that Michael and I actually found, and I'll send it to you, Sandy and Carol. But it kind of talked about there was a beauty expert who went to your regular Rite Aid, Walmart, your sort of local community stores, And she actually picked out, I think, five or six different ingredients that were for skincare that were less than, you know, $8 that had natural ingredients that were really, really good for you. So I was thinking what you said, Michael, is that you don't always, you know, have to pay, you know, kind of large prices for the for these items, you know, if you kind of know where to find them. So I'm going to put that
you really don't.
In the
That's
chat
so
room.
True. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can go to any store and get a jar of organic coconut oil, and you know, for like $20, $28, and it will last you a long time. And use it on your skin, and it goes, it penetrates your skin. Not only does it cut down on cellulite and it helps to nourish your skin, but it nourishes you and gives you the omega-3 acids inside your body too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just organic coconut oil. That's it.
Coconut oil.
You can use it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can cook with it. You can eat it, and you can use it on your skin. And then you take the residue on your hands, put it through your hair. It's wonderful for hair.
Wow. You know, another really good oil that we had, and this is when I was working with Paul Mitchell, was a substance called Melaleuca alternifolia, which is tea tree oil.
Oh,
and,
yeah, yeah.
And the multiple uses for tea tree oil, anywhere from a mouthwash to astringent to whatever, I find that to be an amazing oil as well. I just wanted to, again, you know, throw that in the ring.
I've discovered maracuja oil, too. That's good. Oh, that's wonderful.
That's
from the
terrific.
Amazon rainforest. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's some really good stuff. And that
argan
oil is
wonderful.
Nice, too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
They're wonderful.
And you know what's interesting, because I remember my mom actually, I want to say like maybe 7 or 8 years ago, she used argan oil. But now it's interesting because it seems like that's sort of the latest buzz within the beauty community. So every commercial you see for hair care to skin products, they all have, and it has a touch of argan oil in it. So it's funny to see that kind of, everyone's talking about that now, and my mom has been using that forever. But what's interesting with that oil, my mom used it for her hair. She also used it for her skin. So, you know, those kind of oils, you really do get, like, multiple uses out of it.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and years ago, I think that people thought that natural products, whether it be food or skincare or beauty products, they perceived that they wouldn't do as good a job or that they were kind of crunchy in nature. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you had to wear the you, Carol, you tell them. You know what
the
I mean.
The Moo Moo story?
Yeah, the Moo Moo.
I love to tell Sandy that one of the fun things about her as a psychic and a spiritual person and a metaphysical person is that she actually shaves her legs, and she doesn't wear moo-moos, and she wears makeup. She's pretty, and she smells nice. She's not. She doesn't look unwashed. So
well, thank
you can
you.
Be. Well, you're welcome, but you can be natural, and you can be healthy, and you can be gorgeous.
Well, that's
you absolutely
the point.
Can.
Yeah.
And I think years ago that the perception was very different with that, and I think it's changing now, which is nice. That you can be glamorous and be green all at the same time.
Oh, sure.
And that's what
Absolutely. My
blog is all about. Yeah.
Yes, we're excited about that blog. We're really doing some great things with that. That's going to be wonderful.
So when do we think the blog is going to be, you guys, what, about a month or by Christmas? Or we're still working on it?
Hopefully by next week. We're having some technical difficulties, so it'll be up probably next week. And you can email me now through sandyathy.net, or, of course, Facebook is one of my favorite places, so you can reach me there as well.
Now, Sandy and Carol, I wanted to ask both of you just more about the blog. So when the blog is up and running, are we going to see sort of products out there that you guys have used, that you've tried, and that you like, and that I can look at a list and say, okay, Victoria, it's okay for you to go to whatever store and use this. Is that kind of what you're going to be doing for us?
Oh, definitely.
Absolutely.
Definitely. I've been reviewing products and services for many years, and I'm so happy to share the information.
Yes, we will kiss and tell on that. We absolutely will.
Yes,
that.
We will.
Well, we're going to tell the truth because we're out and about. We're trying all these different things. And techniques. I just answered a lengthy message today for a lady wanting help with her eyebrows. And she was so sweet, and I gave her all these tricks and tips about it and taught her what I'd like to do, and she was very grateful. So you can ask us questions. It can be health-related, beauty-related. It can be a tip. It could be about makeup. It could be about a product. I mean, as long as it's in that realm, we'll address
it
because that's what people want to hear.
Sure. And with me, of course, spiritual questions are always welcome. Having that health and balance in your spirit brings that beauty right through your body.
I agree.
And I wanted to also mention that just for those of you that want to learn a little bit more about Carol before the other website comes out, Carol Stover has her own website. It's carolstover.com, and I have put that information inside the chat room. And I just so happened to be on the website, which I did not know. So thank you, Carol.
You are there. You're welcome.
I'm like,
well,
hey,
you,
I'm on the
you
website.
Are Miss Beauty too, Victoria. You are gorgeous.
Let me
inside and out.
Let me say this, Sandy and Carol. Through our travels together, I've had the lovely opportunity of traveling with the news lady. And how you see her in her pictures is how that woman wakes up in the morning. It is so infuriating, but, you know, it's just like...
Are you jealous?
Even with
I hear
not
jealousy.
A stitch, oh, my God, I roll out of bed, my hair's one way, I'm puffy, everything's horrible. This one rolls out of bed, she puts on some gloss, and away we go to breakfast. It's very irritating.
Oh, she's beautiful. You're
that's
both
okay, honey.
Wonderful.
We'll fix up your skin. When we get a hold of your skin, you too will wake up fabulous in the morning.
There you go.
Not to worry.
Actually, we have, because Carol and Sandy and I, Michael, I told you, have been talking about getting together and on video to do to kind of have a sit-down chat. So perhaps we can include Michael on that chat, and we can do a section on skincare, and we can use him as a guinea pig.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love
studies
that.
Studies show that men have skin, too.
Yeah.
Men have skin. We would love that.
Listen, Carol,
that would be so much fun.
I wanted to ask you this question because we've got a couple more minutes, and then Debbie Tibbles is going to be coming on to talk also about skincare. But when it comes to makeup, so what's in right now? I mean, are you kind of gearing up for the holiday season? Any kind of tips or anything you can give us that we need to know?
Well, yeah, I did a little research here, and here's my, if you want it in a nutshell, here's what makeup and all the fashion trends look like for the winter of 2013 and 14. To me, it looks like the 70s meets the Hunger Games.
Really?
Honestly.
Wow.
Now, that sounds a little scary, but actually, it's rather pretty. Now, there are some very 60s gothic-looking eyes being done out there. Very dramatic. I don't think you'll see it on too many women. It's a tough look to really carry off for most situations, so that's probably going to be more your runway looks. But there's some really beautiful eye looks with these 70s treatments, but the colors are a little more sophisticated. So we're seeing a lot of dark eyes, and they're layers in blues and purples and a little bit of gold, but a lot of shimmer. They're taking it way to the inside corner, way out, you know, a little bit cat eye in that direction, but really emphasizing the bone structure around the eye. It's really kind of pretty, and layers, lots of layers in the colors. You're also seeing brows. Eyebrows are very, very much back, so they
what
need to be nicely
lip,
shaped.
What about the deep lip, Carol? What about that nice bright red lip? Is
yeah,
that,
well, there's two kinds of lips. I'm seeing... still doing some of the nude lips. If you have the huge dark eyes, you do a more understated lip. But if you have a more understated eye, and then, of course, you have to have fabulous skin for this, you're seeing a beautiful, rich red lip and a lot of burgundies, very dark purplish and burgundy lips. And it's very pretty. It's very pretty. And they're doing it on nails, too. So the same dark, like the textures, oh, my gosh, there's incredible textures on nails. I saw one picture where they had actually glued sequins to this girl's nails. It would take a long time, but it was pretty festive looking for a party.
Oh, Carol, I do have a,
on nails.
I want to throw a question in there. Catherine Taddy,
sure.
Who is listening to us from the great state of California. I think she's in, Catherine, I don't know if you're in San Diego or San Francisco. I always get those two confused, but she's a longtime listener and supporter of the show. And when you were talking about the 70s meet the Hunger Games, she and I on the chat room, we were like, no, don't tell us that. So Catherine says, yeah, but what if you're in your 50s? And she says that she's from San Francisco. So any advice from women that are in their 50s that can't do that look, right?
Yes, absolutely. For ladies in their 50s, this can be good news because in the 50s, what I want to educate women about is paying special attention to their eyebrows and their lips. And Sandy and I have had this conversation before, and we've discovered that it really, really works because as we get older, of course, our skin texture changes, and we have to work a little harder for the skin to be beautiful, and things tend to droop and sag a little bit, and you're going to see this especially in the eye area. So I think for a woman over 50, they can definitely rock this terrific eyebrow look, pay a lot of attention to the eyebrows, make them really pop, and pay a lot of attention to the lip. Go with a nice, strong color. If red is just not your thing, try some plums. Almost anybody can wear a plum. You just got to find the right one. So,
and of course, beautiful skin.
Yeah, you got to have that. Got to try that double wash and then the scrub. That really helps.
And lots of water.
Lots of water. Years ago, I was able to go ahead and actually learn a little bit from Michael Maron. I don't know if either of you remember him, but he was a great makeup artist in Hollywood for years. And did all the ladies of Carol Burnett and Mary Tyler Moore and stuff. And he taught me the most fantastic trick for doing eyebrows on over 50. And it was basically to have your client raise their eyebrows up and directly above your natural brow line, there's a small crease that just ends up happening with age. He says, that's where you start your peak. And I tell you, that took 10 years off everybody's makeup that I had done. And it was the easiest way. All you do is you take some powder and blend your natural brow line into it. But you start your shape up there. And almost all the time, it lifts the face and gives a whole different look. So
that's fantastic.
I miss that guy. He was a great makeup artist.
I took a seminar from him once years ago. He is wonderful. He is really, really good. And that's a great, great tip. I know exactly what you're talking about, and that is terrific.
Yeah.
Listen, guys, we've got to move on, right? I think we've got Deb who's going to be calling in. But we're going to continue to tell everybody about the blog. So I will bug you and Heather. So when you guys get it out, make sure you send it to me, and we'll plaster it all over our fan pages and everywhere. But thanks for coming on and talking about that. We're looking forward to the new blog.
Our pleasure.
Well, thank
thanks
you
so much
so
for
much.
Having us.
Nice
thanks,
chatting
guys.
With you. Same
journey. Talk to you soon.
Journeys too.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
I love those ladies.
Oh,
I really do.
I know.
So much fun.
I know. They do. And Carol Stover always has great information and tips, and as well as Sandy. So I just love the idea that when they do this blog that I don't have to do the research. I know these ladies. I know they're going to test it. I know they're going to tell me the truth. I can look at it, go buy the stuff, and be done with it and just be happy about it. So I'm really excited about that.
Absolutely. Right after, we're going to play some Preston Leatherman coming up, but Debbie Tibbles will be joining us, telling us all about the latest trend in Hollywood, Nerium, which is now in all of the Grammy bags, the Oscar bags, and everything. So she's going to be joining us. It's everywhere. This is Preston Leatherman with Harmony. Don't go away.
I like the steamy rays from the burning sun. I took it at the park, having so much fun. I can't stop now. No, you can't stop now. No, you won't. No, you won't. No, you won't.
Like blowing out candles every birthday year. Like two scoops of ice cream and a cup of beer. Oh, you can't stop love. No, you can't stop love. No, you won't. No, you won't. No, you won't. Yeah.
train goes by, a car flying high in the great big sky. Oh, you can't stop love. No, you can't stop love. No, you
someone who I absolutely love and adore is joining us now. Debbie Tibbles, my love, calling in from Illinois. How are you? Welcome back to the show.
Oh, hello, my love. I am marvelous. How are you? It's great to be on the show again. Thanks for inviting me.
Well, you know you've always got a permanent home here, Deb. I mean, for God's sake, I mean, seriously.
I kind of do feel like that now. You guys make me feel so welcome. I mean, it's just lovely sharing with you all the time. I love it.
Well, yes, you do have a permanent home on here. So before we went to the break, Michael, of course, was talking about Miriam, how it's the big buzz in Hollywood. It's in all of the Oscar bags. Everybody's talking about it. And Michael and I saw how excited you are about Miriam, and you were kind enough to send me some. And I would like to say that I did notice the first week that I used it, I saw an increase of brightening in my skin when I put it on at night that I had never seen before. So tell us about this wondrous Miriam that everyone's buzzing about.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Well, first of all, that's amazing. I'm so happy that you've had some great results with it. Well, what happened with me, and I have a confession actually to make here, I actually didn't know that Miriam was all the latest rage in Hollywood and all of that until just recently, you know, living out in the sticks and everything. But I just found out about that recently when a friend of mine, she just gave me a bottle to try. And so I used it for a week. Same as you. I just started seeing some crazy stuff going on with my skin that's just never happened before. And you know, you guys know me. I'm a very passionate person. You know, I love health and fitness. I've been, you know, in the industry for 20 or flipping years now, and I absolutely love it. And I have never, ever, ever been so enamored by something before, and especially a product, because there's just never been anything, to be honest, that's really had that much of an impact. But I've actually seen some quite stunning results. I mean, seriously, I've now been using it for about 8 weeks. I'm coming up on week number 8. And it's now getting to that wonderful point where people are actually like pointing their finger at me and going, what's going on with your skin? You know, so other people are noticing. So I'm loving this stuff. It's crazy.
And what is it? What is it? What's in it?
Well, it's, you know what, that's something else. I mean, obviously, I'm not a scientist or anything. I know nothing about the true science behind it. Here's what I do know about it. Number one, it works. Crazy how it works so well. But number two, I do know that it's a 100% natural product. It actually comes from the oleander plant, the extract. comes from the oleander plant, and that's pretty much all I know. I typically, what I do when people want to know more information, you know, you've got those people out there that really like to know all the facts and figures, and then I would just send them to my website, where I have someone there that will just, we've got these great videos that really explain it. But basically, it's a 100% natural product. The other thing that I love about this is that even when you're putting it on, and I don't know if you felt this too, Victoria, when you used it, it really does smell earthy. It's got that natural kind of smell about it when you use it on your skin. And the fact that we actually have to add a little bit of water when we use the cream at night, because there's no water added to this product. It's completely natural. So it's awesome. I mean, I wish I could actually tell you more about it in that regard, but that's not my – I'm not even going to pretend to know that I know the whole procedure and everything. I just know that it's natural and it works. It works amazing.
Well, I went ahead and actually saw some pictures of Ray Liotta that he is now a Nerium user. And I will say, honestly, you know, Ray Liotta is still a good-looking guy, but the difference in his in texture – was amazing. I mean, he looked like he, the before picture looked like he swallowed cottage cheese. And now all of a sudden, it was an amazing thing. And I thought, well, boy, if it can make him look like that.
I mean, seriously, and I've met some people that have been using this product for longer than I have, like for 6 months. The real amazing results that you see are the people that have used this for like, you know, 6 months to a year, because it literally, just like those pictures with Ray there, it literally takes years off your life. I mean, people, it's just crazy what's going on with this product. And quite honestly, I rave about it because I've never had so much success for me personally. I mean, I myself, I'm going to be 51 in 2 weeks' time. And I've been very lucky over the years because of my job, because I work out regular, and because I lead a pretty healthy lifestyle. My skin is pretty good. You know, it's never really been a problem. But you know what? A year ago, things started sagging, things started going, and suddenly I was like really seriously now looking for something to really perk up my skin. Because at the end of the day, who doesn't want to look good? You know, I mean, we all want to look good. And so anyway, I found this, like I say, a friend gave it to me, and I used it, and I've just been hooked ever since. I love the stuff.
Now,
and
Deb,
Michael,
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Michael.
Go ahead. I was going to say, Deb, is it a system or is it just a cream? Because I think a lot of people get confused as to is it a morning thing I got to put on in the morning, then something at night I got to put on, and everything like that, or is it a one-stop shop in a bottle?
No, it's a good question. We actually have two products, and I know that in the future we've got some other products lined up, but right now we have a night cream, and the one I've been using and the one that Victoria used recently is our age-defying night cream. Mm-hmm. And but we do have a day cream available also now. So I just got my bottle recently, so I am so excited because now I get to wear it 24/7. And the other thing about the day cream, because actually I was so bloody in love with this stuff, I couldn't wait for my day cream. So I was using the night cream underneath my makeup because I just wanted to wear it, and which was okay. But it really is meant to have that whole benefit of overnight, when you go to bed at night. But the day cream, so we have two. We have day cream and we have night cream.
Deb, I wanted to just stop you for a second because you have a young lady that is joining us on the line, and I want you to tell our audience who she is and why she's joining us. I'll let you do that.
Okay, well, thank you. And, yes, Kippy is joining us. Kippy is a dear friend of mine that I've met recently who is also involved with Venerium and is just as passionate about it as I am. So I'm gonna let Kippy share her own story about how much she her experience with Nerium. Hey, Kippy.
Hi. Thank you for having me on today. I'm so excited to share with you. I'm absolutely loving this call and this show right now as I'm listening into it. You know, a friend of mine introduced me to Nerium about a year and a half ago. And I actually turned her down several times because I just I didn't believe it. I just didn't believe in the anti-aging, you know, market. My background is a massage therapist, and, you know, so I just washed my face with whatever was in the house. I took my makeup off with baby oil, and I put lotion on, again, with whatever was in my house. And so she did the next best thing. Since I wasn't really listening to her pour her heart out to me, she handed me a bottle, and she said, try it and tell me what you think. And within 5 days, I was like, holy cow. I said, I cannot believe how much my face, I felt softer and better. And I looked at my husband, and I just knew right then and there that I was going to be on this product. And sure enough, I was on it 8 weeks. And somebody said, because we're so big on our before and after pictures, and somebody came up to me and said, so where's your after pictures? And I had forgotten all about it because I already knew I loved the product. And so the next morning I decided after I got ready in the morning, I took my pictures. And when my daughter woke up, I said, could you please put the pictures side by side on the computer so I can see? Mm-hmm. And it was one of those situations where I went, oh, my gosh, this stuff really works. And then the next thing I said is, I had no idea I looked that bad.
Yeah, that's the full picture.
Well, listen, right. I have I just want to get some questions in, because as we have this conversation, Kippy Depp already knows that we have a chat room. Catherine Taddy is with us in the chat room, and she's a longtime listener, and she's kind of teasing, saying, can you slather this all over your body? But I think her real question was that she wanted you guys to talk about if it takes care of wrinkles, and also do you get any firmness in the skin from it? So, Kippy, I'll let you go first, and then, Deb, you can pick up after that.
Well, absolutely, yes to all of the above. You definitely got tone. In fact, the reaction with my after picture was, did you lose weight? And I hadn't. And so my skin was definitely toner. And I will tell you, I do put it on all over. I figured if I could do that to my face, it's going to do wonders everywhere else.
That's so funny. Yeah, that's really funny, because I had a very similar kind of experience, and I was seeing all these great results with the line starting slowly to go, and I'm still in week eight, so I'm kind of excited about what else is going to happen with my body, because I've started putting it in different places, and actually I did get a comment from somebody because, you know, I always used to have the most fantastic cleavage, and it's not bad. But I did start to see, and I think a lot of women will relate to this actually, that, you know, that kind of neck area going down further, I had noticed I had some lines. Oh, my God, I couldn't believe it. And I don't know why, but for some reason, that really kind of upset me. So anyway, I was pushing the cream on there and don't have those lines. Got my cleavage back. I'm happy. So
that's wonderful.
I think it's seriously, and it really does. Somebody said to me, oh, you've been, because I've been on a, you know, working out and everything else, but somebody actually noticed that. So, it's awesome.
Yeah,
Think
I'm going to start bathing in the stuff, to tell you the truth.
Me too.
I mean,
yeah.
If it's going to firm up stuff, Jesus, let's.
Yeah, basically, you guys just need to call corporate and tell them to just produce
deliver
big tubs of Miriam. Yeah, so
yes.
That people can just lather this stuff all over their bodies, and then we all can be beautiful and have soft skin and no wrinkles and have brightened skin and be happy. But listen, I know, Deb, that let's say somebody is interested in actually trying it. I did put your website of Miriam that you gave me. So can they contact you through that?
Yes, they can. I'll be happy to send them a bottle for them to try out. Yeah, but yes, they can contact me there. They can also reach out to me on Facebook, too, if they wanted to. But, yes, that website, they can go directly to that.
Okay. And I just want to kind of put a little buzz in. Deb is going to try to do something special because Kippy, Michael, and I, for Christmas, we don't discourage our listeners and fans and even family members to not go to the big box stores, but we try to do a show and bring small businesses on and people that sell things and kind of say, hey, why don't you support them as opposed to going to your big box store. So Deb said that, you know, you may try to do something special for the holidays with Nerium. So I think that would be a great
mm-hmm.
present, and we're going to have you back on to talk about that for our holiday show. So thank you
that
so much for, you know, kind of, yeah, tonight was sort of a quick introduction to Nerium. So we're excited that you and Kippy were able to be on, and we'll have you back on for the holiday show, and we can, you know, maybe get a few people of our fans and listeners to actually go ahead and try it and tell us what they think.
That would be awesome. Well, thanks very much, and thanks for having us on the show, and we'll look forward to the holiday show.
Thank you
that
so much.
Good.
It was a blast.
Kippy, thank you so much.
Take care.
Thank you so much.
Take care,
and actually,
Catherine
Taddy says that she's going to email Deb because they are friends on Facebook to see if she can maybe send her a sample. But our last guest, and Michael, I'm not going to make her wait so we don't have to play any music, is someone, I mean, you know I love everyone. You know me. Anyone that
I know you do.
Victoria, I absolutely love them. I adore them. Now, this last guest that's coming on, I just simply adore her with all my might. Michael, you love her. And for those of you that don't know who she is, her name is Toni Foster. And Toni owns a very posh, wonderful boutique in the D.C. area at the National Harbor where the Gaylord Hotel is called Critique Boutique. And she's just a great person. Also, Michael, she just won this big fancy award. I think it was last night or two nights ago.
Really? Well, then let's,
yeah.
let's welcome her on. I want to hear all about it. You know how I love me some Toni. Toni, welcome to the show. How are you?
I am so good. You guys are too nice, I tell you. Can you hear me? Okay?
Well, it's all true. It's not like we're telling stories. You know, we're news people. We don't lie.
Well, you know, I love you guys, too, and, you know, I've been listening to you and following you guys for a while now.
Yeah,
and
I mean, Michael, actually, if you think about it, Toni was really, when we kind of started on Facebook, she was really one of the sort of original listeners of our groups on Facebook.
Right.
I know. She was with you before I was.
Yeah, yep.
I think
she was.
Yeah.
So listen, darling, tell us quickly about this award that you got, because I need to hear about that, and then tell us about this this new line of beauty skincare that you've got there at the boutique.
Well, it's I don't know if you're familiar with Sisters for Sisters Network, Inc., which is a network organization for women, for everyone, but women specifically. And Donnie Glover, who is also a radio blogger and journalist in Baltimore, they put
mm-hmm.
together this Joe Mann's Award. It's called the Black Wall Street Award.
Mm-hmm.
So they give a lot of recognition to black businesses, small businesses, and, you know, just black businesses or minority business, trying to give them a little information out there and get their name out there. And I was so excited to receive this award. I didn't know I was receiving it until the day before they were having this little reception. I was very excited to receive it,
Well, like I said, Michael, on Facebook, and a lot of your friends, including Camille, I think that, am I saying her name right? Is it Camille? I think
it's Candace, but you know what, Victoria?
Candace,
the same thing. I don't know why I always call her Camille.
Yeah, I don't know why. Well, Candace, if you're listening, please forgive me. That was my fault. But Candace and I were kind of going back and forth on one of your last night on Facebook, and I had just happened to mention that that you are so deserving of that award because you do so much within the community that, you know, some people may know about it and some people don't. Because, Michael, Toni Foster is not the type of person who – goes out and toots her own horn and who tells everybody, I've done this, I'm doing that. She's totally not that person, which is also why I just think, you know, she's wonderful. So
well,
I guess
well, that's
I should
why we
stop
have to have her on the
about.
Show. Yeah.
I know. I guess I should stop bragging about you now and let you talk about the beauty stuff. I'm sorry. I get carried away with these things.
Brag about you and Michael as well.
Good. You got such good taste, Toni.
So, you know, I've had the boutique for about 3 years now. I just got involved in this skincare product, one, because I started to use it and I was just blown away by it. Two, because it's all organic and it's all derived from the Dead Sea. I bet you if you guys have been into, you know, been into the malls years ago and you would get these little ladies run up to you and want to do a buffer on your nail. You remember
mm-hmm.
that called Secret?
Right.
Well, the brand is called Secret, and that's what they did for a number of years where they had these little kiosks and everything out there giving people information about their product. The problem was is that the way they did it on those kiosks, you really were not getting the full information about how wonderful this product is. It was formed, Secret was formed in 2005, but they just launched a direct sales in 2011. And that's only been a couple of years, and so far they already got a couple of millionaires that's been selling this product. It's sold over 40, it's sold in over 40 countries. Those kiosks, those people that were doing the kiosks, I believe they gave them retail stores at some point, so they got a few retail stores out there, but basically have gone completely direct sales. But like I said, it's derived from the Dead Sea, and they have a number of products for the skin, you know, just a regular skincare regimen for the face, the body, and then they have also the anti-aging. And
mm-hmm.
if you're with the Dead Seas, you know, people came from all over to go lay in the Dead Seas and experience the healing effects and everything that this water and the mud had. And if you, you know anything about Cleopatra, you know, she was known for her beauty and that sort
yeah.
of thing, looking and vibrant. She is one who had revealed that, you know, that her secret was from the Dead Sea. That's where she got her source of youth and beauty. One of the main products that I like is a mud soap. The mud soap is a fantastic soap that can be used all over the body, face
mm-hmm.
and it has been known. Matter of fact, I had a client come into my store the other day that saw my product on the table and said, you know, she just got her son to use it, and her son was suffering badly with eczema and, you know, breakouts and things like that. And just this soap alone has corrected that for him.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Oh, yeah. It's an amazing product. It really is. You know me, Victoria. I'm a no-frills kind of person, and if it's not going to work, if I don't believe in it, I'm not going to sell it. So
yeah.
I'm really 100% behind this product. It is amazing. Your guest not too long ago was just talking about, you know, being over 50. So, of course, you know, I had to get close to something that's going to help me a little bit with, you know, you start looking in the mirror and you start seeing these little wrinkles and everything. And I tell you, I'm one who have said that I would never, never have cosmetic surgery or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you, there's one product that we sell that's called Recover. It's a mask that you can use, you know, once a week. They have a day and a night. This mask
mm-hmm.
is fantastic. It has the peptides in it, and by the way, this product is all paraben free, and you know, parabens are used.
That's
for
good. Yeah.
Preservatives, no animal testing, nothing. Nothing is it's all organic.
Mm-hmm.
Which is natural. But yeah, the Recover is so amazing that you actually see a result after one
mm-hmm.
application, and that's
really?
True. I tried it and got into the business, and you know how you go to these wild parties or what they call the wild parties, and you know, to experience and demonstrate the product. They do half
yeah.
of your, and you actually can see the difference. Looking at one side of your face that we use, and the other side of the face. Matter of
wow.
fact, the guys that brought me into the business, his mother is his mother. I want to say Hungarian, I believe it is, but you know they
mm-hmm.
when they have really really deep wrinkles, and
mm-hmm.
She started using the product, and she's been using it for months now, maybe about 4 or 5 months now, and you should see her results.
Really?
Totally amazing. So, you know, it's a product that I believe in. I think it's a great product, and I think, you know, it's a product that a lot of people should, you know, learn more about as we, you know, the beauty industry is the
yeah.
whole time.
And Tony and Michael, you know, one of the reasons why I really wanted to do this show, because Michael and I are always having these discussions, you know, when it comes to plastic surgery and, you know, this whatever happened to sort of, you know, aging naturally and just trying to be graceful when you do it. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, as we age, everybody still wants to, you know, look nice. And there are so many, you know, I think decent products out there on the market. And maybe one product may not work for somebody, but it may work for someone else. And I just really wanted to have you guys on because I know everyone who was on tonight was mainly talking about products that have natural ingredients. And, Tony, you didn't hear the top of the show, but Michael and I were talking about how we really feel like consumers are demanding that now. You know, consumers don't want parables. They don't want all this junk in there, you know, makeup and products because the skin is the biggest organ on the body. I mean, are you finding that with your consumers?
Well, definitely, definitely. I mean, I think people are being just a little bit more intelligent when it comes to their health and well-being. You know, there's so many things that we have used in the past that basically are killing us. And as we learn more about all of the toxins and junk that the FDA approves for us to either consume or put on our bodies, it's amazing. So, you know, as people get more educated about, you know, the importance of taking care of themselves. And like you said, you know, as we age and people are living so much younger now, so of course they want to look great as well. But, yeah, people are getting more and more involved in natural products and trying to eliminate all these bad toxins and things and like that are in our products.
Yeah. Well, Tony, listen, we've got to get out of here soon, but I wanted to ask you, I know you guys down there at the National Harbor are probably gearing up for Christmas. You got the Christmas rush coming in soon, right?
Yeah, I sure hope so. Actually, I want to say the 21st, Victoria, but I really would like to get that date correct for you because they have the big Christmas tree lighting, and it's this amazing event that they have down there, and it's so beautiful during the holidays. So I would definitely advise anyone, if they just want to get out for an evening or something like that, to come down there for the Christmas lighting, and then after the Christmas lighting, they do these fireworks, and it's just a beautiful place there during the holidays.
Michael?
We got to get there, Vic. I want to see. You know, it's so ironic that something from the Dead Sea makes you look younger. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, how bloody ironic could that
absolutely
be?
I know, right?
Be?
Oxymoron, right?
Absolutely. Tony, it's always a pleasure having you on the show. And like I said, Vic has to really take me to your shop because I haven't seen it yet, and I'm looking very forward to
nice.
Actually doing it. We should make a Christmas trip, Victoria, and go bug Tony.
Yeah,
maybe
yeah.
take her out for lunch
yeah.
and a cocktail.
We'll do it. We'll
absolutely.
Do it. We'll do it, I promise.
Just let your listeners know that if they want to learn more about the Secret product, that they could go to www.secretdirect, and that's Secret, SECRET, direct.com/Critique Boutique Spa.
Okay.
Fantastic. That'll be up in chat. Tony, always a pleasure chatting with you, love. We're going to go ahead
always
and see you in December, okay? But happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Victoria. I will definitely get those dates to you for you to come down. I'm
okay.
planning on a little reception during the lighting. So, guys, come down and have some.
Oh yeah, that would actually be fun. Yeah, send us those dates. And in fact, that's probably the best time for us to try to get down there and see you. And again, sweetie, congratulations on your award and continue to do the
Absolutely.
Wonderful work that you do. And we just simply adore you.
Victoria, I adore you guys, too. Thank you so much for inviting me on the show again.
Huge love.
Thank
your way,
you.
Love.
Good night. Michael,
oh,
that
my
would
goodness.
Be so much fun. Yeah, because you've never seen her shop, and you've never been down there
no.
to the harbor. So we'll make a date of that.
Absolutely. I want to thank everybody for listening tonight. A-Town Square Net, guest 4635, guest 4917, guest 5223. Catherine Taddy calling in from San Francisco, always with good questions and always a good listen. I want to thank all of our guests tonight as well, Sandy Athey, Carol Stover, Debbie Tibbles, and massage therapist Kippy, to lend her testimony on Nerium, as well as the lovely and charming Tony Foster, who we just can't get enough of. Vic, I'm looking forward to you coming down for Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
We're going to have a good time.
I will be spending Thanksgiving with my Michael K. in Delaware. So are you going to end us on a song tonight? I think we've got a little time, and then we can say goodbye.
Yeah,
say
just
goodbye.
To go ahead and just to go ahead and share the love and everything. This is Hal Stevens with... you know, since there was so much love on the show tonight, I thought we would play out with Get a Room. So for At Home with Victoria, I am Michael Kay, your entertainment co-host. Good night, Victoria.
I can almost hear your two hearts pounding. I can almost feel your passion's heat. All her breathless yeses are resounding. Now may I suggest you take one last request. Get a room, get a spot where you can show her everything you got. Have you any shame at all? Take a wear, size like hers. We'll likely not upset the customers. Get an uncluttered closet, get a stall. There are those of us who'd never be so bold. We'd be glad if we hatched a hand to hold. You're in love, oh how sweet. So you wanna sweep up the feet. Get a broom, get away now. Get a room. Could just turn away and I'd be fine. Show some mercy on this lonely heart of mine. Be a pal, show you care. If you ever do come up for air, we have no more to say now. Get along.
You've been listening to At Home with Victoria, an interactive news and entertainment show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Download us on iTunes as a free podcast and like us on Facebook. I'm Shelley Rand, musician and announcer for At Home with Victoria. Download my CD on iTunes and Amazon and friend me on Facebook.